This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We have been going back and forth on this piece of litigation with the Orleans Parish School Board. There's been a numerous attempts to try and settle this matter, and we're back at it again. And joining us is Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council Member, District A, to backfill exactly what's happening. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell, good morning.
So one step forward, two steps back. Now I'm not sure where we are, if we're just spinning around, but so what's going on here?
Well, let's talk about all the good news, and then I'll get to the bad news. The good news is we feel like, that is the council, that we've made a good deal. And I listened a little bit to your last segment, Noel, where you talked about ROI and is the squeeze worth the juice. I would argue that if you have a lawsuit where your liability is between potentially $130 to $150 million, and you're settling for $90 million, much of which will be amortized over 8 or 9 years, it's a pretty good deal for all those involved. And so for your listeners, the deal essentially involves a couple parts. Part one was $20 million cash in hand to the school board this year. The first $10 million was part of the budget for 2025 that we passed back in November of 24. The second $10 million was passed just a couple of weeks ago because we were supposed to have that by the beginning of April. The next part was that there was going to be money this year and for the next 9 years for programming for kids with mental health issues through LCMC and a program called Thrive Kids. They were going to continue to get CSERS money for the programming that the school board uses that for, some of which goes to kids who are in jail and trying to get their degrees. And then the last $1 million was supposed to go for money for kids with economic outreach and development for their skills, and that was primarily through Youth Force NOLA. The piece that has been the biggest sticking point, and we discussed this maybe on your show a couple of months ago, is the collection fee that the city has had in this instance and for other people. And I think, as your listeners know, there's both sales tax that's remitted to the school board and property taxes. And what's happened is the city says, well, we collect and administer those funds, and we're going to hold back a percentage, sometimes as much as 2% of what's collected, as our fee. And according to the school board's calculations, they have said that fee can be somewhere between $7 million to maybe $11 million per year, which is a lot of money to divest kids of. B, the squeeze isn't worth the juice, to borrow your words again, about how much work is being done relative to what's being collected and dispersed. And C, everybody knows that's the linchpin of what's going on. So we basically have agreed, as far as I understand, to all the monetary components of this. That does not seem to be the issue. The remaining sticking point is literally less than 10% of the whole value of the case, which is a collection fee for 2025. And what happens, in my view, in mediations is two things. Number one is you have people who have their feelings and they get upset about things and they want to relitigate the way that you've been wronged many times over the years. And my message to both the city and to the school board is it's time to get over your feelings. I appreciate the fact that people may have thought there's a settlement. People may have thought this should have happened sooner. People may be angry with press releases claiming that there's a settlement when there isn't one. But the bottom line is our job isn't to be emotional and say we're going to blow things up. Our job is to serve people and particularly kids in this instance. And the bottom line is, from my perspective, given the fact that we are this close to home and we have a path forward for the collections for 2026 forward, what I'm pushing for is let's set aside a certain pot of money, whether that's $6 million to $10 million. We hold that back in escrow for 2025, and we let the judge or a special master or an expert decide what's the appropriate amount the city should get this year. That goes back to the city. What is the amount the school board should get this year? This goes to the school board. And then we've settled family business for everybody.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, the hope then is that the court's going to be able to resolve this collection fee, which is how much? 2%, 3%? Did we ever figure that
2%.
Out? 2%. 2%. Did we ever figure out whether or not there's any statutory authority that grants the city the right to charge a collection fee?
So the city relies on a memorandum from the Dutch Morial days that they claim allows for a collection. The issue, I think, at this point, Newell, is twofold. Number one, what is the validity of a memo from the 80s, given what the law is and needs to be kicked off and dusted off? And number two, irrespective of that memo, if we have a special master who's willing to conclude that there is something that needs to be done outside of the legislation to make the city whole for the collections and make the school board whole for the money that was voted on, that seems like the easiest answer. But the short answer to your question is the city relies primarily on a memo from the early 80s that says this is okay. And the school board says, well, that's all nice and well, but the statutory language, particularly the millage, does not have that language in it. So why are we relying on a memo? We should just look at the words that are in the law.
Joe, in the memo, does it point to some statutory authority or discretionary authority that gives that the city can do this, can arbitrarily place a fee on a collection?
The honest answer is the city gave me the memo back in late January, and I have misplaced it, and I need to get another copy of it to read what it all says. Because this issue has come up again and again about the 1980 memo, and I think we just need a fresh set of eyes about what's going on here. So, in fairness, I can't answer that question.
I mean, a memo is legal research, right? I mean, you know,
sure.
It doesn't have the effect of law. If it does, if it did, why have a council? You guys can just collectively draft memos.
That's right. Well,
and send it around and say this has the effect of law.
Well, of course. Well, and again, I'm a lawyer. I know you're a lawyer. And I'm not trying to pick on the lawyers when I say this, but billing for this for the next foreseeable future helps nobody, right? The school board needs money now. We need to get this liability off of our books. The judge, to her credit, spent 7 hours mediating this case a couple of weeks ago. And my understanding is literally this is the last sticking point, the collection for 2025. And if I'm wrong, anybody can correct me, but I've been working on this for the last few weeks. And I just don't understand why we're going to engage in arguments like you said. Well, does the memo say this? Does this do that? We're the legislative body. The legislature is obviously the one at the state. And the bottom line is we all just need to be grown-ups and get this taken care of.
Well, the parties that are adverse on this issue, it would seem to me they would bring forth either statutory language that says they can do it or make note of the fact that there's a lack of statutory language. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, and, that's right.
And you can't just arbitrarily impose a fee for collection. You know, I mean, somebody's got to prove their case. Somebody's got to prove that the mayor or the administration has the authority to do this.
Right. That's right. I guess this is where I am from a practical perspective. Ordinarily, I'm on the lawyer end like you are, which is what is the legal analysis and all of this. I'm so close to the end. Maybe this is my own bias by having lived this for so long, just wanting finality, is we have a path to discern that, which is having a special master sort of determine what is a fair fee. Right. Like this. What is it? Should it exist? The parties agree to that in the settlement. They agree to be bound to that because they see the positive effects of settling. Then can we just solve this last issue for 2025?
Yeah. You know, I mean, you had the same thing in Jefferson Parish, but it was clearly delineated by statute of what the collection fee was going to be. And at the time, back in the early 70s, we took less in property tax millage as a result of the collection fee that we got on sales tax, not on the collection of ad valorem taxes, right? The collection on ad valorem taxes is mailing a bill and receiving it. And with lockbox technology and everything today, there's a small price to pay. You know, they image it, they deposit it, you get it in the bank quicker, you start earning interest. Actually, there's court cases now, you can't even keep the interest on the money that you are holding this money as a fiduciary. You have to disperse it to the tax recipient bodies. You know, so, I mean, it's crazy. I don't know how you get to a fee, but. So I guess the school board saying we're better served if we resolve all these issues as opposed to piecemealing this is the long and short of it.
That's what they're saying. But also, Newell, and I've told them I'm going to criticize them about this. They just filed a motion for contempt on the first $10 million that the city owes to them. And part of the relief that they're seeking is jailing the CFO. Well, OK, guys, like that's great and sensational, but that doesn't solve for X. And that's really my beef here with the way this is being handled at this point is, yes, you can go all the way up to the Supreme Court. You can be right. But we're waiting 3 years for that to happen. Or we can try and resolve literally what is an $8 to $10 million dispute in a $90 million judgment and shake hands and get this taken care of for kids.
Yeah. And meanwhile, they have their own fiscal issues that they're having to dance around on a daily basis, for sure. As always, we appreciate your time, your insight, your hard work. Joe Geruso, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Noel.
Thank you, sir. That's Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, District A. He's worked hard on trying to bring this thing to an end, and we wish him the best of luck. We'll be right back.